Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, welcome back everybody to our coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, and the Cardinals on the clock. The pick is in, and quite a run, guys, here on corners, which we knew was a there were several very good corners here in this draft.
Are we going to, like, mix it up at all, people?
No, it's like, corners, it's, defensive tackles, yeah, and wide receivers.
Yeah, when runs happen, that's
happening. And at the start, it was quarterbacks and wide receivers and offensive linemen.
And I think that, and thank you for bringing this up.
There's no fun. It's just all a pattern right now.
There hasn't been the run on wide receivers I thought there would be here, though. It's only been McConkey and Coleman so far in the second round. And Polk, yes, of course, and Polk. But a guy, two guys that I that had a lot of talk about being first round picks to me are Marshawn Nealand, the edge player out of Western Michigan, and Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. So the fact that both of those guys are on their board, Powers Johnson was number 23 on Dane Brugler's big board. So that's a player,
and he was getting a lot of hype late in this process too.
Yes.
I mean, I brought him up yesterday for Pittsburgh. Of look, we've heard his name get thrown around there. They like to tip their picks. That could make sense. And now, I mean, he's still available here. We're now well into the 40s here with Arizona picking at 43. And, yeah, there's a lot of guys. But Derek, I mean, to your point, too, it's kind of a joke, but it's also serious. Like, when these runs happen, it just – everyone kind of stays almost on schedule of, okay, you'll take a defensive tackle, you'll take one. Okay, we're going to switch to cornerbacks now.
All right, and, I mean, what's the next position? Are we gonna guess edge, linebacker?
No, we're going to get another corner off the board here for Arizona.
For Arizona.
And then Las Vegas gets on the board, and I'm interested in Las Vegas.
Then it might open
up. Is this
out.
Spencer Rattler?
That's a really fair question to ask, because ultimately, you get Brock Bowers yesterday. That is a pick I kind of laughed at a little bit, because it was literally my fear as a Bills fan.
I respected it, though, as like you got a talented player the offense.
Ultimately, you take
a long-term building block.
But,
I did forget they got Gardner Minshew. I did forget that.
I mean,
not that should.
Oh, Mustache Man is going to have a great time throwing at tight ends.
But it's the thing. It's Gardner Minshew and it's Aiden O'Connell. I mean, like,
so
like,
it's Gardner Minshew.
Those are your quarterbacks, and yeah, it's probably Gardner Minshew. But this does feel like, to a certain extent, you know, six quarterbacks went in round one. If you want a guy in round two, you got to go early, because it's the same thing I kind of said with wide receivers. If you're all of a sudden getting the 10th, 12th guy off the board, there's a lot of worries there. I mean, even now we're kind of seeing with even the good quarterbacks we're taking out of round one, there are limits.
Yeah, no, like I see Rattler, of course, like, and when I look at the best quarterbacks available, then I see Sam Hartman's name on here, and I'm just like, the position's cooked for the rest of the draft.
What about Michael Pratt out of Tulane?
What about him?
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, in the sense of like, you know,
I'm so glad we're gone from this hell.
We talk about Rattler going here. He was somebody that, you know, going into college had huge character issues. He never popped off in college.
No, but he's got those that skill set. I mean, yeah. he's got probably the, if not the best arm, one of the best arms in the draft. Just pure arm talent.
He had all of the tools to be a first round quarterback.
Yeah, agreed. Just never materialized.
Never materialized into anything. But yeah, I mean, I'm Derek. I'm more with you than ever. I'm just like, thank God, this is not us.
We are not in this hell, and just embrace it. Love it. Every second of it. Like, yeah, they may have underperformed in the postseason, but they have a quarterback. And not just a quarterback. They have a great quarterback. We don't have to endure Bo Nix being taken at pick 12 and hoping that the sixth quarterback selected is going to be anything of microcosm of good.
So with Max Melton off the board here, guys, out of Rutgers, the corner, that is four straight corners. Maybe you look at Cooper DeJean as a safety, but he is listed as a corner. So
I mean,
four straight corners
it's second,
off the board.
But it's secondary guys going.
Yeah.
I mean it's more people are helping out the back end of their defense. And it's interesting, too, because it's just – a lot of these guys, though, were projected as first-round picks. Cooper DeJean was a guy that a lot of people thought was a first-round pick. Kool-Aid McCrinstry, really at the start of this process, was more considered a first-round pick. As the process went on, he kind of more fell off. So he fits here, too. Kamari Lassiter, he kind of fits in the second round as well. More of a slot corner. I guess that's fine. I have no real issues with that. But I think it really is – I think a lot of these teams are just – worried that they're going to get left behind. It started yesterday at quarterback, and then it immediately moved to offensive tackle. And we still have yet to see the wide receiver run that I think many projected was going to happen.
16 selections before Buffalo's up again. And one of the big things that now we're all going to start asking is, when does the fall stop for Adonai Mitchell?
I don't know. Honestly, as somebody that came into tonight,
ride or die, it's for Adonai.
Like,
wow, Raiders.
His red flags, I think, are quite a bit. And I think if you...
Oh, that was a good pick.
I think ultimately, when you look at Adonai Mitchell, if he really is as lazy as some of the reports are saying, there is not a faster way to turn off an NFL organization from you. You could have all the red flags in the world, character, the whole thing, talent works out. If you're lazy, good job, bud, because you put the nail in the coffin of your career. I mean, he is wasting millions now because he is perceived as lazy. He may actually be that, but
there might be the biggest fire under his rear when he gets selected.
The Raiders pick is in. It is finally another guy stopped the slide. Jackson Powers Johnson, center Oregon, off the board here for the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders get Brock Bowers and Jackson Powers Johnson, two guys with, I think, a lot of people probably had two first round grades on. So as much as maybe you don't, maybe they didn't get the quarterback in the first round, maybe. You know, you get a little redundancy. They drafted Michael Mayer last year, a tight end in the second round. They get Brock Bowers this year. The Raiders are putting together, I think, and listen, the Raiders had the second or third best offensive line last year, a really strong offensive line unit. You know, obviously they move on from their running back. By the way, I'm sorry. A lot of NFL names have escaped my brain.
Oh, you're talking about Josh Jacobs.
Yes, but a lot of NFL names have escaped my brain over the last 48 hours because I've just been looking at college names for the last week and a half. Yes, no Josh Jacobs. But that's a team right now. Zaire White is actually, if you're a fantasy owner,
kind of fun.
Interesting name to keep an eye on. But that's a Raiders team that I think is having a pretty good draft, if I will say so myself.
Value-wise, it's fantastic.
It's building blocks for getting a quarterback within the next year or so. And that's a big deal.
It's just you get nervous with just – and it's all,
but you're setting
it's
a
all
good,
projections.
But ready?
At the 25
you're pulling a knot. Back. You're pulling a knot Bears with the Justin Fields thing. Like,
yes.
You're setting a solid foundation around, and I'd imagine like – if I'm Las Vegas, I'm obviously going to try to take a stab at this wide receiver class at some point later on
probably.
In this draft and really try to set up a nice future for whatever quarterback is going to land there as a Raider. So they're having themselves, like everyone's saying, a very good draft so far, and they're doing a great job of establishing value with the spots that they're in.
A new position!
Woo! A new position.
I can't wait to find out what it is. Also,
I mean, we just broke it with the offensive line, so we're going to...
On the Raiders point, too, could they be a team that's preparing themselves to, after this season, make a trade for Justin Fields?
That's not a bad idea.
He's going to be a free agent. I don't know if they would have to trade him.
He is going to be a free agent. Could they be a team that is going to set themselves up to just, instead of taking a quarterback in the draft, just go get Fields? They'd pay him on the cheap because he's likely not going to play a ton in Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
Then they go get him.
So, yeah, we've got our first linebacker off the board, Edgerrin Cooper, Texas A&M linebacker here for the Green Bay Packers. And now the Packers get their left tackle in the first round, solidify that offensive line. Obviously, losing David Bakhtiari, not that he had been a guy that had been giving them a lot because he has had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But second round, they solidified that linebacker position. And they've got, that's a roster right now with Jordan Love. Has Love gotten his extension? Has that happened yet?
No. It has not happened yet.
That should likely happen soon.
I love what the Packers are doing, man. I really do. I've talked a lot about the wide receiver room that they've built of just take guys kind of everywhere. Everyone's got their roles. But you look kind of what Green Bay has done. At the time, they looked like donkeys for drafting Jordan Love and then dealing Aaron Rodgers. They've won. They are just building a good roster full of guys.
Up.
And Carolina's moving up, really?
Carolina is going to be moving up to Indianapolis' spot. Yeah.
Well, Carolina also...
Yeah, it's about 7 spots they move up.
Yep. Okay.
That's not bad.
Who are they trying to go get here?
I don't know, but you know.
Because this is a team I don't think is necessarily going to go get wide receiver. They get Xavier Leggett at the end of the first round. They trade for Deontay Johnson.
Another new position. Whoa. Two back-to-backers.
This is exciting. Look at that.
Your boy.
When you looked at
me. Oh.
He's going to Carolina?
He's going to Carolina.
His career
no, not that, not
no,
that one.
No.
New position.
Okay.
Hook him. Think about that. So
I'm thinking wide receiver. That's the problem.
No, that's why we're saying new position.
Okay.
Hook him.
Oh.
How are you not paying attention yet?
I'm trying to think of like who.
Those are the best hits I'm going to be able to give you.
Are they going to Tavion Sanders?
No.
Nope.
Oh, well. Who are they going here then?
It's an interesting one. I got to say, what do you think value there on the position, Nate?
Feeling pretty terrible because I traded for Chuba Hubbard, so.
No way.
There it is.
Oh, Dallas is going to be furious. Get a camera on Jerry Jones now. Now.
Your face just lit up like you figured it out.
I'm going to tip the pick. Let's talk Jonathan Brooks here. He was putting up rushing numbers comparable to Bijan Robinson before he tore his ACL.
Here's my thing for Carolina. They spent a lot of money on Miles Sanders. Chuba Hubbard overtook him at the running back position. Is he a cut candidate, Miles Sanders?
Absolutely. Absolutely now. Now, absolutely. I don't know if Jonathan Brooks is going to get on the field quickly really at all here. I mean, again, he's got to rehab the knee and everything. But he
tore his ACL?
Yeah. He was
when?
Near the end of the season.
What are the Panthers doing? They did trade up for him?
They did trade up for him, yes.
And this is the first running back off the board, correct? I mean, that's where we're saying new position.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the pick here. It's Jonathan Brooks.
And so my thing is with him is if he doesn't tear his ACL, he's clearly running back one. I do not think he's a first-round pick, just based off the value of the position. But, yeah, I don't really understand this pick at all.
It's because David Tepper runs a clown care of an organization now, including walking into a restaurant trying to confront people about fun tongue-in-cheek comments.
Position.
All right, there we go. I said words about this, making fun of it, and now we're actually getting variety. Let's mix it up. Spice up the draft.
I love Jonathan Brooks. I hate him going to Carolina. That is just not going to work.
What? Really?
That is just not going to work.
That's the first one of that off the board.
Yeah.
Well, now I got to
see this. Fascinating.
Derek, keep talking. I got to see this.
No, this is going to be an interesting one. The Giants, I mean, they get themselves neighbors yesterday, obviously, and I'm kind of surprised this is the first player off the board at this position.
Well,
in a sense.
In a sense, yes.
But I'm going to say mostly.
He is somebody I very much like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I like him a lot. Again, Jonathan Brooks, though. My last thoughts on this real quick. Again, before he gets hurt, he is putting up numbers comparable to Bijan, at least running the ball. Not as much of a pass-catching threat as one would maybe like in the modern NFL. The problem is, again, he tore his ACL, and they're showing it right in here, November 11th at TCU. I will also say, as a Texas fan, they immediately went to a running back by committee, and they did not miss a beat. A lot of that was due to a great offensive line that the Longhorns did have, led by guys like Calvin Banks, who will probably be a first-round pick next year.
Now, that said, the selection that the Giants made, this is going to be a position that should be on Buffalo's radar as well as we
yeah,
get closer to their...
in the fifth round.
Well, I was thinking it was going to be a round two potential for like 60 when they get a receiver first.
And we are talking running back, right?
No.
Okay,
talking about the Giants pick.
Oh, good. I got nervous. I was like, Eric.
The fact that Jonathan Brooks went over Trey Benson, I think, is insanity.
Is wild.
Like, yeah. And that they traded up from who are they defending against?
Dallas. Where's Dallas pick? I made a joke there about like
Dallas is picking at 20. Yeah. They're picking at 56.
Yeah, and then where Carolina traded up with
New York's not taking.
They traded up from 52 actually
with Indianapolis.
Maybe they thought that the Giants were going to take him.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, New York Giants. Yeah, they just lost Saquon.
No,
yeah,
No, all right, maybe.
Yeah,
but I still would have taken Trey Benson again. Yeah. You're not going to have Brooks all year. You trade up for a guy that you're not going to have all year.
They did also just arm themselves with a couple extra picks with the trade with the Rams.
They did.
So maybe they thought they fell a little too far. Go ahead, package something up and move up a little bit there. Yeah, they moved up 7.
Mm. I love Brooks the player. I hate the position he plays. And I hate even more that you took the position he plays, a guy coming off a very serious knee injury. It's just not great. With that being said, talking about Texas, man, Hednai Mitchell is going to be close to the fourth, fifth Texas player taken.
I cannot believe that. A lot of people thought he might be the first Texas player.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. This might be, like, we might be looking at a DK Metcalf situation.
And he was taken at the last pick of the second round, correct?
Yeah.
DK Metcalf?
64.
Now, DK's entire problem was he became a... like draft weird. Junkie darling because of the combine. He did everything he wanted.
The dreaded three cone.
Three cone. And he also came from an offense at Ole Miss at the time that was at best archaic. They had DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, Dawson Knox if you want him. I mean, that was a loaded NFL ready roster.
NFL laden roster. And then
surprisingly, hanging out at Ole Miss. And ultimately now, DK's biggest problem, was the three cone. And really, he was a Brian Thomas Jr. before Brian Thomas Jr. You kind of sat there with DK at the time, and we're like, he's going to run like just long,
are his
long,
muscles
long.
That stonky that we got a problem here with this?
Well,
no.
It wasn't even that. It was like he's going to run three routes, he's going to run them
runs them the best that you can.
Yes, where Adonai, this drop is more. It's becoming are clearly showing you these are legit.
Yeah,
all the concerns you heard are legit.
Yeah,
and that's concerning to me.
But there's going to be a team that's going to go ahead and say, all right, I think now is a good time to like take a swing here. It's going to be fascinating to see who.
It's going to be
Despite the fall and despite the concerns, if the Bills are the team that takes this stab.
Dude, if he's there at 60, I'm going to have a problem. I really am.
Yeah, no, we might have a fascinating discussion here as this keeps going on.
Because, ultimately, I think really, and I said this back when I thought he's a first-round pick, his landing spot is crucial. He is the guy I thought in the first round that needs a good landing spot. I thought it had to be Buffalo, Kansas City, the Chargers, somebody along those lines of they've got an established, very good quarterback that can come in. They have the need at wide receiver. He'll immediately be needed to work well.
You know who does take stabs historically as an organization?
Pittsburgh. I know, and I hate it.
No. Cincy.
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because he wouldn't have to rush right in. They can get him in the building.
You got Joe Burrow established as a quarterback
there.
Burrow,
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Higgins is clamoring for a trade.
The one I'm looking at, though, is 51. Yeah. Is Pittsburgh. I hate that. I hate it.
Well, yeah, because that's the opposite of a good situation there with...
They are notorious now.
Wilson.
Well, they're notorious for two things. We don't take wide receivers in round one, and we take guys with potential character issues.
And they tend to play very well for them.
Yeah. I mean, George Pickens, if he has any kind of quarterback that isn't Kenny Pickett, is a 1,400-yard receiver.
Yep.
No one talks about the fact that he put up 1,000 yards last year with Kenny Pickett.
And Mitchell Trubisky.
And Mason Rudolph.
Oh, my God.
The worst quarterback rooms in the world, yikes. And George Pickens just puts up 1,000 yards.
By the way, the Giants pick is officially in, by the way.
And do we know who it is?
The first safety is off the board.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Tyler Newbin from Minnesota is the pick. Again, the first safety off the board. Well, safety by position.
That was what I was hinting at with Buffalo.
Yeah, he is somebody I would have loved as a third-round pick. Again, I'm somebody safety specifically.
They're replacing Xavier McKinney as well, so you know something to mention there as well.
Yeah, no, I was suspecting that 60 would be a spot to try to grab a safety. I thought like Javon Bullard has been a target for me.
Yeah, he's going to be somebody, man.
This is like at 60 that I was thinking about this entire time. I'm thinking Bills will get their wide receiver in the first round. Turns out it was the second. But 60 would be a place where you can go for safety, and you can make that selection. And I would think that Javon Bullard would be the guy there.
Javon Bullard, Jaden Hicks out of Washington
State.
Cole
Bishop is also another option.
There's going to be a number of guys. Safety is a position that I very much go through with value. Mm-hmm. I will never take a safety in round one. And even round two, I'm going to have a little bit of issues with. That was why I was really against the Cooper DeJean pick, I don't love the value of taking a safety as early as one does, especially because oftentimes the best safeties are just not as athletic cornerbacks.
You know what I'm starting to wonder? I do wonder if Brandon Bean's getting a little antsy waiting around. I think there's a couple of guys right now that I could absolutely see the Bills want to move up for at positions of need. Marshawn Nyland had been a guy, a late riser, that I think really could entice Brandon Bean to package up one or two of those fifths and move from 60 to 50 or something up here to try to get the defensive end, because I do think Washington could look at him at 50 as well as a guy to replace, you know, Josh Sweat or Marquez Sweat, I should say. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we talked about them also trading Chase Young as well. So could go off the board here at 50 anyways. But something to keep in mind. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they are taking a defensive tackle. Defensive tackle off the board here. Sorry, I lost my place.
Sorry, it's coming up here in a second. Yeah. We're just going to talk for a second.
Yeah, it was LSU defensive tackle Mason Smith off the board here. And it looks like we are going to get another defensive tackle right after him as well.
Good Lord.
By the Cincinnati Bengals. So again, that run on defensive tackles, it's real, it's happening.
In a class that is not that good.
No, I thought the Bills might
Chris
have a
Jenkins
pick
would be one of them that's going to get taken in this area. Mm-hmm.
Well,
whoopsies. Thanks, Nate. You could have just let my comment go.
I could have, but I
won't. So this is your fault.
Really didn't want to.
That's his fault. His fault. I'm not taking
the all
that. I
will say, though, I did feel the Bills might be able to address defensive tackle and have a pick of the litter at 60.
Not anymore.
They can cross that position off. I don't think there's really anybody left. Let me look at
Michael Hall Jr.?
Michael Hall Jr. from Ohio State. That's it. I think for me, anyways, unless you looked at Wingo from LSU as a guy that you really like there. Dwayne Card will be around later, probably in the third or fourth round.
No,
from Duke.
He won't, based on the trend.
Yeah, maybe not. but I do expect there to be a little bit of a run here, too.
The big boys are going, though.
The big
that.
Boys are going.
I love that for the bulk.
I could see a nice little run here on defensive ends as well. Adisa Isaac out of Penn State. Chris Braswell from Alabama as well. Two names to maybe look at as well from the defensive tackle position on potential run on those as well. So if defensive tackle and defensive end up taking runs before 60. Safety, I think, becomes the position that you start to maybe zero in on. But then you still have Troy Franklin. You still have A.D. Mitchell. And you still have a guy like, who I also think probably it would have a lot of fans at One Bills Drive, which is Roman Wilson out of Michigan. That's another name that you could potentially look at for the Bills here as well. So there is some names on the board here that I do find interesting for the Bills. But I'm starting to think that maybe based on the big board, looking at guys that are still have probably a top 40 grade, there are guys still available as a top 40 grade that I wonder if, you know, Brandon Bean gets. He's got too many fifth rounders. I mean, let's put it that way.
He's
got too
four,
many fifth rounders.
And it's simply too many.
The Bengals, by the way, are going to be drafting, as you mentioned, Derek Kramer, Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle. Yes, you did. Yes,
you just said, yep.
Let's do this. Let's take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have Washington's pick at 50 and Pittsburgh's pick at 51. Maybe we see Adonai Mitchell come off the board at that time. I'm Nate Geary. That's Derek Kramer. That is Zach Jones. You're listening to our continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to WGR's continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft here on WGR. A new pick to update you with, a back-to-backer, Michigan players. We just said the Bengals had picked Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle, and at 50, the Washington Commanders select Michigan corner Mike Sainstrill. So another corner off the board here in the mid part of this second round. And you know, kind of looking at what's left for the Bills, safety, there has not been that run on safety. So if they might view like a Jaden Hicks as their number one safety on their big board. So we'll see if safety ends up being the pick for the Bills as they arrive on their pick in nine picks. Steelers pick
we're
is in.
Close.
There are also more corners, by the way, guys, that absolutely have second round grades. Rakestraw, the Missouri corner. TJ Tampa is a name that I have liked going into this, thinking he could be a potential pick for the Bills in the second round out of Iowa State. Andrew Phillips as well from Kentucky with a second round grade as well.
Guys, don't kill me when I ask this question, because I'm going to hate myself for saying it.
Well, I don't love that you're asking it already like that.
What if they take Trey Benson here at 60?
I would actually lose my mind. And
I wouldn't mind it.
They're putting way too much high-value picks into running backs. You've done it with Devin Singletary. Mm-hmm. You've done it with Zach Moss.
But they had a pre-draft visit for him. This is where he would be going.
I think that's just them doing their due diligence, knowing that likely running backs will become available after their rookie contracts.
The thing is, I had to hate myself for asking it. It crept into my head. I apologize to anyone that had to hear me say these words. I wouldn't love it. Obviously, I hated asking the question.
It's too much high-value resources into a single position, in which I just rattled off four names it would be. If Trey Benson goes to them at 60, if that's what they do. That'd be four names since Bean and McDermott have taken over where they've taken within the first three rounds. That is insane for a position you are actively showing people you don't give second contracts to.
Not to mention, though, furthermore, a position that the rest of the league does not spend a lot of quality assets on.
Except the Giants. And Atlanta.
And Carolina.
Well, I mean, yeah.
All right, well, you guys are starting to get a long list there.
Three.
So the Steelers... Steelers pick is in, by the way, and the Steelers are selecting another offensive lineman. This time it's guard center Zach Frazier. So there is a concerted effort to address the offensive line in Pittsburgh, which there should have been. It feels like there should have been going into this year.
Should have been years ago.
Yeah, they've really struggled up front, really, since the last couple of years of Big Ben. So the Pittsburgh Steelers addressing their offensive line in this draft. We are approaching pick number 52, Indianapolis on the board. They did not take their receiver in the first round. They were talking about potentially Brian Thomas Jr. is a destination for there. Maybe one of the receivers finally. There has not been the run on receivers, guys. This has been defensive players. Corners, defensive tackles. Have not seen the run on edge. This has been a corner, defensive tackle, sort of, and offensive line as well. in this part of the draft, which I'm not going to say is surprising, but I thought we'd see a quicker or larger run at wide receiver.
Well, I don't love that. I will say, though, I have been waiting for the run to happen in all seriousness just because we've gotten to a point to – we all know this draft class is deep, and we all know where it was deep at, which is the value you get in rounds two or three. But I would imagine now at this point, okay, it's got to start happening here soon. It has to start happening here soon. I think a name like Troy Franklin could be really interesting here for them.
It certainly does happen.
Jalen McMillan could be interesting. Malachi Corley as well is going to be maybe somebody that's brought up here as we go. And then, of course, Adonai Mitchell. We brought him up for the Steelers as somebody that they kind of take red flag guys often. And they make it work. And if Adonai Mitchell goes here, I'm just going to be so, so frustrated.
Nathaniel's got the Adam Gase eyes going on right now, and it's like freaking me out.
See, my problem is he made that look with a few guys. Okay, Zach Frazier here goes to the Steelers. Indianapolis would be interesting. They have guys like Josh Downs already. They got Michael Pittman.
Got the young quarterback in Anthony
They
Richardson.
Got the young quarterback. Does A.D. Mitchell fit here? Yes. But no. Malachi Corley, I don't think fits here at all. Troy Franklin could, but again, already got Josh Downs. You drafted him somewhat high last year. Alec Pierce is also, I think, is still there. Is Alec Pierce still there? There's a few guys there.
Alec Pierce is still there.
Yep. Methinks you're thinking too much about this.
I am thinking too much about it. I don't want to like tip the pick, and I don't really want to like be found out who it is. But this is not so. Oh man! All right. Well,
there it is. He found it. We didn't do it. He found it on his own. This is a. It's a good spot to get a wide receiver here for Indianapolis, a young quarterback that had just had some of the roughest injury luck through the first 5 weeks of his NFL career.
He only made it 2 weeks, right? 3 weeks?
They shut him down after week five, I do believe.
And he got hurt in every single game that he played.
Yeah, like he needs to learn how to protect himself. But
he literally has not taken victory formation yet in the NFL.
Here's the good news, though. There's a lot of talent around Anthony Richardson. So if that's going to be the guy, and if he's going to be the future, well, they're going to find out real quick. It's a sink or swim moment, and it's a good situation now, though, for him in Indianapolis.
Well, the pick is in. The Indianapolis Colts are, in fact, stopping another slide. A.D. Mitchell coming off the
finally
board,
off the board.
For Indianapolis, who, again, I think finds another good outside receiver. They're top three receivers. Listen, Alec Pierce did not take the step I think that they were expecting him to take in year two. Their young quarterback now has Michael Pittman Jr. is their number one receiver, Josh Downs out of the slot, and A.D. Mitchell as the Z on the other side. That's a really nice young trio of receivers.
I really like it a lot. And it's something, too, with where you look at A.D. Mitchell here. The red flags are obviously a concern. He falls to the mid-50s or the early 50s here where he gets taken by Indianapolis. But really, as well, it allows him to not immediately have to be the guy. That was kind of my one worry with him coming to Buffalo is he was going to be expected to be the number one boundary wide receiver. They already have Michael Pittman there, who is also a second round pick that kind of had to develop a little bit here. This is now something that that Indianapolis is doing. And with the quarterback they have, the bazooka of an arm he has, I really can see A.D. Mitchell just absolutely flourishing in Indianapolis. Shane Steichen as well at head coach.
Yep.
We don't even get to know really how good he was. We know how good he is for the sheer fact that the Eagles fell apart when he left. But with his quarterback being down and having to kind of work wonders with Gardner Minshew and ultimately it kind of working, Indianapolis is a very, very interesting team. And they load up here knowing that a team like Houston went from 0 to 100 real fast.
It's a good pick, I think, for Indianapolis here. Number 53 now in our sights. We are now seven picks away from the Bills picking at number 60 and the Washington Commanders on the clock. And then Cleveland, who did not have a first-round pick from, you know, obviously the Deshaun Watson.
The overpayment of the century.
Right? Is that why they didn't have the first-round pick?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think that's why. Yeah. But Houston, that's right. Houston traded back
up
last year, which is why they didn't have their first round pick this year. Okay, that makes sense. Washington here, guys. So they got their defensive tackle earlier. There had been a lot of talk that they wanted to move back up into the first round for tackle. Could they go? Listen, Marshawn Nealon's another great player. They both lost both defensive ends, and they lost the defensive end that the Bills signed as well. Gosh, now his name again is an NFL name that's escaping me. The Bills signed Two Hill, right? Two Hill? That's who the Bills signed. It was another Washington defensive end. Casey Tuhill. So they've lost three defensive ends from last year. I would not doubt, it's a Dan Quinn team, I would not doubt at all that Marshawn Nealand is the pick here for the Washington Commanders. It'd probably be a good one, too, as another player, I think, too, that has slid a little bit.
It makes sense. I mean, again, I every time I remember that Dan Quinn is the Washington Commanders head coach, I remember how much Washington probably has hated every step of this offseason, knowing they probably wanted Ben Johnson. And they wanted to move towards offense, and now they've kind of had to settle for Dan Quinn. They've had to move off a defensive line that, and this was during the season, but you know that defensive line that many touted as a could be potentially a generational unit with how much they put into it, of course, being led by Chase Young, and it just never became that.
Could be an interesting pick here for Washington. Roman Wilson, they lose Curtis Samuel, their slot receiver. They've got a young quarterback. Maybe you want to make sure that you're surrounding him with a similar supporting cast that, you know, a Caleb Wilson has been surrounded with in Chicago. That wouldn't be a surprising pick at all for me if another receiver. Because, again, we talked about the run on receivers. I think we're close to it. And if the Bills are intending on double dipping, they can probably stay put. I don't think Cleveland here at 54 is looking at receiver. Miami absolutely could take receiver at 55, but they ignored the offensive line. They got the offensive lineman yesterday. Ignored defensive line. No D tackles really here left for Miami.
Miami?
Yeah.
Ignored the offensive line yesterday. They picked Chop Robinson.
That's right. So, okay, maybe offensive line.
But now it's got to be such a reach at this point.
Yeah, Cooper Beebe, Kansas State, I don't know that would be a super big reach. They could take... they could take offensive tackle. The kid from BYU, Sua Mataya, is a name that you could potentially look at. Christian Hayes, the offensive guard out of Connecticut. There had been some late runs on the kid from Houston as well. Patrick Paul, the offensive tackle. So there is some offensive names at the offensive line position that they could absolutely go after here if you are...
Okay, that's a draft selection.
Yes. I don't know what it is, but I'm excited. Because it's not one of those where, like when Penix went off the board yesterday where everyone was just, like, jaws on the floor. But this could be fun. This could be fun. Do we know who the Commanders are taking here yet?
Yes.
Yeah. This is a draft choice.
It is tight end Ben Sinnott from Kansas State. by the way,
that is a selection.
Not for nothing. But the first tweet I see pop up is from Benjamin Albright, who says the Commanders are absolutely crushing this draft. So whatever you want to take out of that, I guess you can.
Yeah, I don't know about a tight
end. Nate, the guy we're using here has him as a sixth tight end.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just...
ESPN's got him at fourth.
With a fourth-round grade.
Yeah.
He's not a guy I know much about. And
yeah,
I don't
have him in the top 100.
And I watch Big 12 football. I don't know much about him at all.
Yeah, Ben Sinnott, Kansas State tight end. Yeah, that's a second round draft selection. That happened.
It will in fact go down in history as a second round draft selection.
It indeed will. Let's take a timeout on the other side. We'll get to Cleveland at 54, Miami at 55. You're listening to our continuing draft coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft here on WGR.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
He's got a great feel, an instinctual feel. I think some of that comes from even his basketball background. This guy's not just like a high school basketball player. Like, he could have played major college hoops. So that shows you his athletic ability. You know, and we like guys that play multiple sports. He's 20 years old. He'll be 21. So still an ascending talent.
Bills general manager Brandon Bean following their draft of Keon Coleman at 33 overall. Obviously, the Bills traded back two times yesterday to fall outside of the first round, but they get their guy at pick 33. Welcome back to our coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. Another pick in for the Cleveland Browns and another defensive tackle. This time it is Ohio State's Mike Hall Jr.
That was like Dane the last Brugler's, name we were thinking of.
Dane Brugler's number five defensive tackle. I genuinely don't think there's another draftable second day defensive tackle left here. So, but I've been wrong. So,
I mean, we've all been wrong. It's okay.
Hardly. I'm hardly wrong, but
exactly. Exactly. You shoot for the stars. You just don't land there. It's okay.
And the pick before that, obviously, we talked about the Washington Commanders. They take Kansas State tight end Ben Sinnott. That makes the Miami Dolphins on the board right now at pick 55. It's the Dolphins, Cowboys, Buccaneers, Packers, Houston Texans, and Buffalo Bills here to close out the second round. The Bills have the 28th pick out of 32 here in the second round. So it is clear to me that the Bills will stand pat here at 60 and make their selection. Troy Franklin's still on the board. Roman Wilson's still on the board. They got Cooper Beebe, another, I think, good offensive guard still on the board. Marshawn Nyland, if he's there at 60, I think the Bills are going to have a hard time not taking him.
I agree with that. I agree, especially because ultimately the run at wide receiver that they started the second round of picking that position has never come. I mean, Adonai Mitchell is wide receiver 11 off the board, and we're almost done with the second round here. I think I would really like the pick, especially also we've only had what technically two safeties go off the board as well. And I'm putting Cooper DeJean in there as well. I think it'd be great value to go get an edge rusher. You do have an absolute need there. And thanks to picking up that third round pick, this is not going to be your last selection of the night. You absolutely can get active still.
You don't have to reach like, say, a Tennessee did.
Yeah, for Devondre Sweat, where they are like, guys, we need to make this pick now because he may not be there in two rounds. Where for the Bills, it's like, we'll wait a few hours and maybe even get aggressive. Me and Nate both kind of agree they're probably picking, or we think that they're going to pick four times tonight because I think they are going to try to get back into the third round.
You have four fifth-round picks, yeah.
I think this pick has to be Cooper Beebe if you're the Miami Dolphins. I think it has to be.
Could be another edge rusher, Josh Allen, influencing their draft.
Maybe.
They can't do another edge.
Yeah, they can't.
Oh, I'm just speaking evil, that's all. Don't mind me.
And I think especially with they have got to get talent around them. I think that's the thing is you saw a team that was just such a I don't want to say one-trick pony, but they were a one-trick pony, and they had to really have home field advantage and play in warm weather and then not play 500 football teams. I think that's why they drafted a guy like Chop Robinson. They wanted somebody that's going to come in and get it done. And then you go get a Cooper Beebe, help out your offensive line, namely because you're about to pay Tua Tagovailoa a lot of money.
Lots.
A lot of money for a guy who, up until last year, we had serious concerns about his health. I think those are still there. Along with that, he's a rhythm passer that needs to stay upright.
And here is the offensive tackle, Patrick Paul out of Houston. Actually really like this pick for the Miami Dolphins. A very large human at offensive tackle. He could probably walk in and start 6'7", 333 pounds. This is a big boy
the
Miami Dolphins.
He is Dane Brugler's eighth-ranked offensive tackle. Had about a second or third round grade on him, and they get him right near the end of the second round. It works out really well for him. He was somebody that was getting a lot of action, especially late in this process as going on a couple of visits. And I think this is a great pick for Miami. Again, they needed to get somebody in there. They've whiffed a lot on offensive lineman picks, though, in recent years. So this will be kind of interesting to see how this goes. But it's something that needed to be done. They really couldn't ignore it. I don't say anymore because they haven't been. But they couldn't ignore it. You're about to pay to a lot of money, and you need him to stay upright. He needs to be healthy because ultimately they got to make it work. I mean, that's really the big thing here. They were not going to sit here and pull an Atlanta Falcons and take Michael Penix Jr. They had to make this work. They're going to try their hardest to make it work. But, I mean, Liam Eichenberg did not work from a few years ago. Austin Jackson kind of, but not really. I mean, it's been a need badly, and now they are somewhat at least trying to rectify some of their problems on the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, and again, Miami is going to try to right now they're working on bulk for this team, a speed finesse team.
It feels like they're trying to get tougher.
Trying to get a little meaner and try to help themselves within the trenches on both sides of the ball, but they still did lose a lot of decent talent too, and that's going to be something that they're going to have to hope to replace going throughout the rest of this draft as well.
All right, the Dallas Cowboys are on the board. And who will they draft and then wait too long to...
I feel like it's going to be Trey Benson. I'm dead serious. Resign. I think it's going to be Trey Benson.
Yeah. 7 defensive tackles, 6 defensive backs taken in the second round so far.
I mean, that run at wide receiver literally never happened.
Well, we're going to find out if the Bills double dip here because it would be a pretty advantageous spot.
I think value-wise, I think it'd be amazing. That you're getting a talented position group, which ultimately, again, when everyone was talking about the wide receivers, it was, look, there's 3 clear-cut good guys, and then kind of everybody else that can kind of fall in as they may and all have really good roles, but will have red flags around them. If they walk out of the second round with Keon Coleman and, let's say, Troy Franklin out of Oregon, you can't be mad. At some point throughout this draft process, both were pegged as first-round talents.
And got to remember, if that's the case, especially with, like, if you get a combination of Coleman and Franklin, remember how mad everyone was last night?
I mean, yeah, I was.
I think we all can learn a thing or two about slowing down.
Well, and I think as well, it's kind of showing that how they felt about this draft, which is there was 3 number ones and then a lot of guys. And I think the way that they could be doing this, if they do in fact double dip, is we are going the route of we may not have a number one, but we will have a bunch of guys who are talented, because that's really where they hurt themselves last year. It was Stephon Diggs, sometimes Gabe Davis, and nothing. You got nothing from Trent Sherfield. You got nothing from Deontay Hardy. You had a rookie tight end, so you were kind of trying to figure that out.
But then it eventually turned into Khalil Shakir,
yeah.
Stephon Diggs,
and nothing.
Nothing.
So now they're like, okay, we have Khalil Shakir. We have Dalton Kincaid. Keon Coleman fits his role. Again, if he's just a more consistent Gabe Davis, that is a wonderful pick. If they get Troy Franklin to go along with Curtis Samuel, that is a really, really good spot to be in. It's not as flashy, it's not as sexy, but that kind of works, especially for a team that was picking at 28th overall last night and ultimately moved back.
Dallas still has not made their pick. The pick is also not in. I wonder if
Stephen Jones is trying to take the card away from his father.
I'm wondering
it's
if
probably
maybe
active wrestling
they're
going on.
To potentially trade out of this pick. I don't know.
Maybe. We're getting to the minute. It's going to be interesting. But
could this be Troy Franklin?
Well, we're going to find out because the pick is in.
That's
they're
exciting.
All clapping and Jerry's on the phone because, of course,
I want it to be Spencer Rattler with all like the kind of like not saying anything about Dak Prescott.
Like 3 decades from now, Jerry Jones' ghost is going to be in the middle of that room.
Oh, he's never leaving. You look at their wide receiver room, though. It's Brandon Cooks and CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of guys. Like, it, I think receiver could absolutely happen here. I think absolutely could happen here.
Nate's not happy.
Nate's upset. I'm now going
to... Marshawn Nyland.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the
right
better,
as I tweeted that I'd be happy if it was Marshawn.
One of the better edge rushers remaining before the Bills get up at 60.
And that's value, baby. That's
value. It's a good pick.
You look at their defensive line.
And it was a target just 5 picks
actually,
away.
That is a massive need for them. This is a team. It's DeMarcus Lawrence and Mazi Smith and a bunch of dudes. That is quietly a massive need on just the flat-out defensive line. Of course, you have Micah Parsons there and Overshown as well.
Bill's got a double dip.
Yeah, but...
That's probably what the value is at this
point.
That's
the value.
Yeah, yeah. The value is now
TJ Tampa,
dip.
They could go corner. They could go safety.
I would think Javon Bullard is an option here.
I just wonder what the value is, though, like where the Bills are thinking the value of a safety in the second round is.
All right, let's take a timeout because on the other side, we're going to get to the Bills pick in our next segment. You're listening to our continuing coverage here of the 2024 draft on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.